gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
To look forward to. On Friday, May 3rd, the Caribbean Student Association is having a pool party at 8 p.m. in the Chase Pool. On Saturday, May 4th, Music Industry Club is hosting the voting for the new Red Dragon record signee at 12 p.m. until 1:30 p.m. in the Fitz 105 Smart Lecturette Room. Finally, on Sunday, May 5th, there is a kickball fundraiser being hosted by OnMark, the American Marketing Society, at the Track and Field Turf. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta the Whale. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
We're back. Happy May. Lots of stuff to talk about. Round one finally finished. So round two is already started, so it's going to a lot of stuff to talk about there, a lot of off seasons to get into, a lot of stuff going on with music, and yeah, Drake and Kendrick, they're entertaining bunch, I'll say that. But yeah, and not much talking about football, I don't think, but yeah, I got a classic. I don't know if you guys were outside when I was outside, but yeah.
You never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby. This world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me? When I just wanna make you smile. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah. Like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. For you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. Star from the silver screen, you're one of a kind, living in a world gone plastic.
All right. Classic MKTO. Like I said, a lot of series have finished, so let's start on from Sunday. Cleveland moves on, beat Orlando game 7. Donovan Mitchell played great. He's been really good last two games, had 50 on Friday in a loss, unfortunately, but really good. Carried that team. But for game 7, tale of two halves for like both teams and a couple players. First half, Donovan Mitchell was kind of struggling. He was getting points, but not very efficiently. And then Paolo was amazing first half, and then kind of fell off a little bit second half. Finished with 38. It was interesting. I think the second half, the Cavs were just like, you know what? We're going to double Paolo. We're going to load up, and we're going to let everyone else beat us. And it worked, because Franz Wagner and Jalen Suggs combined for 3 of 28 and 7 turnovers. Yeah, Franz Wagner's kind of been not great in the playoffs, so yeah, but honestly, the Magic lost this series because just the shooting's really not great. Like, their best 3-point shooter at times has been Paolo, and Paolo's not supposed to be that. But it was interesting. Very interesting. I know the Cavs definitely got a little worried, for sure, because I feel like the Magic definitely had the momentum going into game 7, because they played pretty good game 6. The bench was really good. They're getting rebounds. The defense was pretty good. But yeah, as for the Cavs though, Evan Mobley was really good defensively. Like, there's not too many people better than him defensively, and he really showed it yesterday. Just everywhere, 5 blocks, but the offense is going to be a real issue. It could be a real issue next series against the Celtics, because like, Magic aren't the Celtics. The Celtics are like a real offensive team with like a lot of options. So it's going to be interesting to see, because when Jared Allen comes back, who missed the last couple games of the series, how much time they actually play together. Because if they're both on the floor together, I'm just thinking like the Celtics will exploit that. Because what happens when you just put, like, when you have like a Tatum Al Horford pick and roll, what are like Mobley and Allen aren't really equipped to do that. I mean, I guess you could just like switch it a little before, but I feel like they run enough. They're gonna have to deal with Tatum and Horford pick and rolls, and we'll see how that goes. So, and just Evan Mobley at this point is not an amazing offensive player, and I don't really think he should be playing power forward. If, like, the jumper is just not gonna be great. So, I guess that's more offseason talk, but, as for the team, oh yeah, Darius Garland's just gonna have to play better. Like, he did have a clutch 3, I'll give him his credit, but if he plays like this next round, they're getting swept. Like, they're going to get swept. And I really hope that doesn't happen. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see next series. As for Cavs Celtics, I've already, like, said a couple things, but I just think the Celtics are kind of just outmatched. They don't have a lot of wing play. Like, we were forced to see Marcus Morris and George Niang minutes. J.B. Bickerstaff has finally, like, went away from George Niang. But, like, they pretty much ran, like, a 6-man rotation. And I just don't think their guys are equipped to guard the Celtics. Especially Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. I think they might have, like, a field day. So, it's going to be interesting. Jared Allen will come back, but I don't know. But good series. Good series. I think the last two games were pretty good. Last three games were pretty good. The first four were kind of blowouts, but interesting. Definitely was a little scary on Cleveland's side. Saturday was game one of Minnesota and Denver. Yeah, Anthony Edwards is... wow. It's just like every game he does something, or every game he happens to score more points or happens to be better than he was last game. He had 43 and just couldn't be guarded one-on-one. I don't know how many, I don't know the exact points he scored in the fourth quarter, but I remember him being really, really good in the fourth quarter. He had just a lot of fades. Yeah, the Nuggets, I don't really think they can guard him one-on-one again, because then it's going to be 30-plus. Like, I feel like they went into game one being like, let's let Anthony Edwards beat us. And, yeah, he beat you guys, for sure. So I do think they should double and let everyone else, because for a lot of this game, it was just Anthony Edwards just putting the team on his back. I know he had, like, more than half of the team's points in the first half. And then, but then in the second half, guys picked it up. Naz Reid, Mike Conley, Karl-Anthony Towns. Big thing for Cat, and it's always been a big thing for Cat, staying out of foul trouble. The Wolves are a better team when he's on the floor, but he has to be on the floor. So that was interesting. But yeah, so it's going to come down to the role players. Mike Conley, Naz Reid, Cat. Cat's not a role player, but you know what I mean. Just hitting open threes. Rudy Gobert's defense was really good. And side note, I am so happy Rudy Gobert is actually on a good defensive team with good defensive players. He got a lot of the hate for those Jazz teams when he was trying to guard three players at once sometimes. So I'm happy to see him playing with like legitimate good defenders. But Rudy Gobert was great. All over the place. Guarding Jokic. And if it was Cat guarding Jokic, he's always standing in the paint. Timberwolves, they kind of just stayed glued to Jamal Murray the whole game. And yeah, Jamal Murray couldn't really get any daylight, especially off a pick and roll. So that's going to be interesting to see how they get him some space next game. Aaron Gordon is going to have to be a little more assertive, because like the way Rudy Gobert and like Cat or Naz Reid could just stand in the paint when Jokic had the ball was because they didn't care about what Aaron Gordon was doing. Like, and that's how you're supposed to guard him. If Aaron Gordon hits five threes, he hits five threes. If Aaron Gordon has 24 points, he's gonna have 24 points. But that's just the key to victory for this team. Yeah, so he's gonna have to be more assertive. I think the Nuggets are gonna have to play quicker. Transition buckets. There are times where like they're in transition, Jamal Murray is like kind of open for three, and he's like pump faking. That's the best shot you're going to get, like, all possession, I feel like, for him. So, definitely causing more turnovers, being more aggressive defensively, and timely doubles on Anthony Edwards. And for the Nuggets, I feel like I forget the Nuggets thing. Oh, Nuggets just have to hit jump shots. Like, Aaron Gordon, Caldwell Pope have to take jump shots. He only took four shots. Like, I'm looking at him like the Nuggets are just going to have, they can't let Minnesota, like, take them out of what they want to do. And I just feel like the Timberwolves did a really good job of that. Nikola Jokic had a kind of very inefficient game, 7 turnovers. So I think guys around him are going to have to be better. Yeah, mainly Jamal Murray is just going to have to be the efficient scorer he was last year, and he just hasn't been that. I know he has been a little hampered with the calf, so that's gonna be interesting to see. Am I forgetting anything? Yeah, the Timberwolves game plan definitely worked, of just, we're gonna always have somebody in the paint when Jokic has the ball, and then if it kicks out, we just live with the results, or the Nuggets will just not, like, like shoot threes. I'm mainly talking about Contavious Caldwell Pope. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, the Nuggets bench did play pretty decent. Caleb Brown hit a couple threes. Christian Brown hit a couple threes. Reggie Jackson was really good in those minutes. So that's always going to be a big thing because the Timberwolves have a really good bench. Naz Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Kyle Anderson's a good wing who can, like, you can just throw on Michael Porter, even Jamal Murray at times. And yeah. Definitely going to be like a chess match. Might go to seven. We'll see what happens. How do I want to talk about this? I'll talk about the Mavs Clippers next. Because, oh, I'm bugging. Knicks Pacers play today. That's also going to be an interesting series. Kind of like two different play styles. Knicks play kind of just like really slow. Pacers off to the races all the time. Pacers are first in pace. Knicks are 30th, I believe. It's going to be interesting. For the Knicks, I just think limiting the transition buckets for the Pacers. Don't let them get out and run after missed buckets, after made buckets. Rebound the ball. Pacers haven't been good at that all year. Definitely haven't been good at that when they play the Knicks. So Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, Josh Hart, Precious Achiuwa, hopefully he gets a little more minutes this series. And just everyone's going to have to just do their part on the offensive glass and just rebound every miss they can get because, yeah. And I think Jalen Brunson is going to have a little more space. Doesn't have, like, a lot of, like, 6-7 guys just hovering over him. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Knicks get him open, how he can attack in a space a little bit. Dante DiVincenzo is going to have to be a little more consistent because the Pacers do put up points. Josh Hart is going to have to be hitting jumpers. The bench is just going to have to be a bit better. I feel like they kind of slacked off last couple games in the Sixers series. And, yeah. On defense, OG Anunoby is going to have to be guarding. That's Siakam going to be his assignment. Try to get him out of rhythm. He's played really, really good in the last series. Probably was their best player. And, yeah. Oh, also going to be interesting how they guard Tyrese Halliburton. Are they going to double? Are they going to, like, trap? Yeah. A lot of things to see from game one. For the Pacers, the Knicks aren't the Bucks. They have a little more athleticism. Definitely a better rebounding team. So, and the defense is better. So I just think playing a little faster, which is funny coming from them. And Halliburton's just going to have to be a little better because I feel like the perimeter defense will be better than it was in the Milwaukee series. And, yeah, I just think the Pacers are just going to have to rely on depth, rely on Nembhard to guard Jalen Brunson a little bit. He's probably their best bet. I don't think they want to put Aaron Nesmith on Brunson because it didn't really go well the last few games. And am I forgetting something? Yeah, just playing faster. Got to get the Knicks when they aren't like set on defense. That's how you should probably try to beat them. But all in all, we should get a pretty few couple good series. Thunder Mav should be interesting. I'll probably talk about that next week when I see a few more games. But, yeah. When I come back, I'll talk about, oh my gosh, I'm trying to find a song, and it's not. When I come back, I'll probably talk about, like, off-seasons of a lot of teams. A lot of teams got eliminated. Finally, okay.
You made me wanna live when I felt like dying. The way I converse back and forth with you is so inspiring. I sit back and look at the curves on you, I can't deny you. I can't deny love fly with you. I can't deny get with you. I can't deny survive with you. I even like your attitude. I make a call up to Gucci for you. I get the acting unruly for you. Call up the jeweler, go screaming for you. I'm feeling better, I knew it was you. You try to leak, catch an asthma attack. Times that we spend, we gon' cherish it. Change up the world, I'm mad, relax. When in the room, see them starting to settle. Sit on the island, we cool, we chillin'. You got me thinking about buying the building. Ain't no more worry, this sound resort. Tryna be modest, you making me stunt. Baby, don't smoke, but you roll my. You keep me charged, you worried about. Ain't no more problems, they overdone. You gave me life, my heart was numb. I need to sing you a song or something.
Keep it it on the hush, cause I'm the one that gave you traction every time that you got stuck. Guess your memory got crushed, forgot I showed up in the clutch. Now you up and in your zone. When I came from the A and you was gone, full of thoughts of you up in this empty home. I just consider that alone. Whoa. That I've been giving too much credit to myself. I always say I put you on. I'm sure you would have made it on your own. And now I'm texting all these randoms in my phone. Like, what you getting into? I guess the cycle must go on. Like, let me pass this out along. Another shorty I do wrong. No, I'm bitter. You can hear it in my tone. I need to leave that say alone. Cause I ain't putting it in song. Me too. They never reply. I call a ride when you tell me come through. You will never know the pain that you're getting me through. So you can tell me it's the same and you're using me too. Seen a picture that slid. Told me her name was Tiz. Told me how she a stylist but don't got love for the biz. Do you with the kid or you see me as just a gig? Loneliness that I hear, so it is what it is. Cause we were just playing roles. Don't be breaking the code. Tell me you catching feelings, like please say it ain't so. I just went through your mutuals trying to see who you know. Oh, you follow my ex, you must be messy on the low. I ignore the red flags and smoke alarms when they go off. Open to my sickness that she like it how I'm closed off. You was just my pause from seeing truth I'm trying to prolong. Days been getting so long, catch you for you doze off. You getting into? You say I only hit you up when I got nothing to do. Cause I ain't hit you when you wanted me to. They never reply, I call a ride when you tell me something. Like you would never know the pain that you're getting me through. So you can tell me it's the same and you're using me too.
Insecure, she mistook it for pride. And I'll admit, I f***ed them girls, I shouldn't have lied. While you counting my flaws, screams is drowned in the walls. And when I needed extra cash, you was down to withdraw. You even let me drive your car while you was at work. And all you asked is for my Instagram password. We argue all the time, I let you have the last words. He ain't never gonna be. It was your dad's words. Understand your frustration. You demand a replacement. You deserve so much better than my scandal
relation.
Said
she wanna free. I said I'm so with that. I'm so with that. Said she wants some me. Said I'm so with that. I'm so with that.
Okay, you worthy of most of the honor. Plus the Dolce Gabbana. Well, I was there always driving your Hyundai Sonata. And never left a drop of gas in it. Your friends is telling you I'm bad business. That comes with mad interest. They don't change the fact you love me cause I'm adventurous. Finally got the was supposed to buy you last Christmas. But it was perfect timing. I'm always mad late. Cause I'm a little low on cash, so baby, have faith. Make it worth it, I promise. But at first, let's be honest. Whoever thought we'd make it this far? Your mama astonished. She think you out of my league. See my failures, but you couldn't be prouder of me. That's why I say she want her free. I said, I'm so with that. I'm so with that. Said she wants some me. Said, I'm so with that. I'm so with that. And she don't want to waste no time. I said, I'm so with that. I'm so with that. But know the sun gon' shine. Said I'm so with that. I'm so with that.
Mr. Duckworth.
All of these make it difficult.
Session 10, Breakthrough.
One of these lies, I'ma make these right with the wrongs I done. That's when I unite with the Father, Son, till then I fight. Rain on me, put the blame on me. Got guilt, got hurt, got shame on me. Got 6 magazines that's aimed at me. Done every magazine was fame to me. It's a game to me with the bedroom at. Sleep, I ain't never had a vest with that. What's fair when the hearts and the words don't reach? What's fair when the money don't take these back? It's rare when somebody take your dreams back. I care too much, wanna share too much. In my head too much, I shut down too. I ain't there too much. I'm a complex soul, they layered me up, then broke me down. And morality's dust, I lack and trust. This time around I trust myself, please everybody else but myself. All else fails, I was myself. Outdone fear, outdone myself. This year you better one yourself. Mask on the babies, mask on the hot wear, mask in the neighborhood stores you shop, but a mask won't hide who you are inside. Look around, the reality's carved in lies. Wipe my ego, dodge my pride. Look myself in the mirror, Amityville ain't seen nothing scarier. I fought like a pit bull terrier. Blood I shed could fill up aquariums. Tell all my angels carry them. Every emotion been deprived. Even my strong points couldn't survive. If I didn't learn to love myself, forgive myself 100 times, dog. I love when you count me out. 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 How you gonna wear my shorts when the lies run deep? How you gonna bend your love when the bad don't sleep? DB crash our feelings in the middle of the street. Vroom, vroom. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the was at. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the bros was at. 3:30 in the morning, scroll through the call log. Ain't nobody but the mirror looking for the fall off. I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out.
It's gonna take more than pride to stop me. Yeah. Call 911, I call the body. Slow down, your day is fading. My life's only a mile away.
Let me tell you about the woman I know.
That's my baby.
I know karma like to follow us strong. I know meanness that feel alone. Anytime I couldn't find God, I still could find myself through a song. Many find their life in the phone. You said I feel better if I just work hard without lifting my head up. That left me fed up. You made me worry. I wanted my best version, but you ignored me. Then changed the story. Then changed the story.
Good energy in the room, drop the location, please.
Anybody out here for the one when I'm frustrated?
Trying to keep my good conscience in rotation.
Thoughts in my head, they living there with no.
Trying to keep my good.
I made a decision. Never give you my feelings. What you from? What you from a distance?
Some put it on the devil when they fall short. I put it on my ego, Lord of all lords. Sometimes I fall for.
No.
I love when you count me out.
I love when you count me out.
Regress, I believe that you done me wrong. Miss Regress, can you please exit out my own? Miss Regret, I think I'm better off alone. Miss Regret, I got this deep regret. Some things I can't forget. Lord knows I tried my best. You said it's not my best. I came about my flesh. Some things I must confess. Spoke my truth, paid my debt. Can't you see I'm a wreck? Let me loose, I digress. This is me, and I'm blessed. 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 Anybody fighting through the stress? Anybody fighting through the...
That was Count Me Out, Kendrick Lamar. Quick, brief thoughts on Thunder Mavericks. Should be interesting. The Mavericks, the key, role players got to hit shots. The Thunder will double a lot. That's how they won a game I can't remember, but just timely doubles. So Mavericks have to be aware of that. Guys are going to have to cut. Josh Green, Derek Jones, PJ Washington especially is going to have to hit shots. But for the Mavericks side, Mavericks are just going to have to rebound the ball. make Shay's job tougher. And don't just drive headfirst into the paint. That's very inefficient offense because Chet's been playing really, really good basketball. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that series for sure. I think it starts tomorrow. Now, let's get to the offseason. What teams am I in the mood for? The New Orleans Pelicans. Okay. Core pieces. Obviously, Zion, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. Jose Alvarado I'll keep because he's a really good player. Trey Murphy's up for an extension. They're probably going to pay him like $20-25. Worth every penny. He was really good this year. For the most part, he was coming off an injury, so there was like a little growing period for that. But really good. Really good in the playoffs. So I think next year he's going to start, be healthy, and should be pretty good. She's definitely like a future piece for that team. Herb Jones, all-defensive team player. He's probably going to make one this year. The jump shots really come along. About 38-39% on like 4-5 attempts, which is really good for him. And he's on a really good contract. So, yeah, Herb Jones is there for the long haul. And Zion, I think this year Zion really, like, showed to me that he's the guy we should be building around. And, like, we all know how good Zion is, but I feel like the last couple years before this one, it's been injuries, it's been, like, the weight stuff, and we just really haven't seen. The defense wasn't that great before this year, but he's improved in all those aspects for me to, I feel 100% confident in going forward with him as my, like, best player. So now, all these moves the Pelicans should do from now on is how do we make Zion the best player he can be and the best team we can be. Okay. As I was saying, Jose Alvarado, Dyson Daniels, I have a question mark. Really good defender, pretty good passer, but the offense is a real work in progress, and we're getting to the point where you kind of got to think about an extension soon. So I don't know if he's in the future plans. Larry Nance, also have a question mark, but more leaning he should stay because he's like a pretty good big to have around with Zion. I'm pretty sure the Larry Nance Zion minutes were pretty good this year. And yeah, he could move his feet pretty well. Okay enough rim protector. And yeah, the team's just faster when he's on the floor. And yeah. Let's get to the assets. Let's get to the guys who could possibly be on the move. Brandon Ingram. Yeah, I think the New Orleans Brandon Ingram era is probably over. Up for a contract extension. They're not paying him max. So I think Brandon Ingram is going to want the max. So there's already issues there. Not necessarily the best fit with Zion. I think I've said this before, but like when Zion and Ingram are on the court, offense is like real clunky. Ingram's not like the best off-ball player. He's not really cutting all the time. Not the best jump shooter. He's worked on that, but I mean, the point still stands. He's not the best like catch-and-shoot shooter. And then like the defense isn't great. And on top of like the playoffs, like he's just not reliable right now, I feel like. So I think it's time to move on. Some teams. Cleveland would be interesting. I did talk about Darius Garland. Maybe they could be a swap there. I don't know. And Cleveland's been begging for wings for years. Indiana, same thing. Definitely need some size and a little bit of scoring. Don't know how that works because Brandon Ingram's defense is kind of like a real issue. And I have a real, like, thing about building around wings who don't play defense. Like, that's kind of, like a little bit of a red flag for me. So, if I'm any of these teams, I don't know if I'm trading for Brandon Ingram, but from their perspective, yeah. Philly do need, like, a third scorer next to Tyrese Maxey, and then Golden State. I feel like Golden State needs to maximize the Steph window next 1, maybe 2 years. And they got to buy low on a really good scorer. Brandon Ingram fits that bill. So, shouldn't be that much to acquire him, I feel like. And then CJ McCollum. I don't know where we're trading him. Orlando. If I'm Orlando, I'm not doing that at all. I like Jalen Suggs. I like my guards. I don't want CJ McCollum. So, I don't know where he'd go. The contract is a little rough. The defense, non-existent. I'm rolling my eyes. But he's a good scorer, but like undersized guards is also kind of a red flag for me. I don't like undersized shooting guards who aren't good defenders. McCollum fits that bill. So I definitely think moving on from him would be pretty good, getting a little younger. Even though McCollum's a pretty okay fit with Zion, I just think the contract and the age. And again, being reliable in the playoffs has just not been him. So they can move on from him. Yeah, they got to use their assets this offseason. Goals, got to find a rim protector. Nick Claxton, Jared Allen, Clint Capella, Jakob Poeltl, all on the market for the most part. Affordable. And better than Valanciunas, at least defensively. Need to find a point guard. CJ McCollum's not that. That's another reason why they can't really have him on the court. There has been times where Willie Green just benched him in like the last few minutes. Benched him in the play-in game, but then was sadly forced to play him because Zion got hurt. But yeah, they need to find a point guard. Darius Garland. Tyus Jones is a little cheaper. Trae Young, if you're feeling really, really expensive. And if you want some defense, even though before I say this, his defensive reputation has kind of it's kind of a little over exaggerated right now, but he does have like really good size and length and stuff. DeJounte Murray could work. Do have questions with the shooting, but did have his best mid-range and three-point shooting this year. Three-point shooting season this year, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, Pelicans, I think this is an offseason where they can like push themselves into like a top six seed for sure, because there's other teams that are kind of like not there yet, like the Clippers and the Suns, which I'll get into a little later. Yeah, should be a fun Pelicans season. Or offseason. Let's go to the East. The 76ers. Their core pieces, Joel Embiid, obviously. MVP. Just, only thing with Embiid is just been health. And I don't know. That's just, you're going to have to get real lucky 1 year. And hopefully he's like healthy enough for the whole playoff series. Or whole playoffs. Yeah, Embiid's here. Tyrese Maxey. Definitely. Definitely, like, is better, way better than I thought. Like, I definitely think he could be the number two on a contending team. I mean, he was that this year, but, like, I'm for sure, like, I think he has all NBA potential. So that really changed the way how I looked at, the targets. But I'll get into that. Yeah, re-sign Batum, re-sign Oubre for the right price. Tobias Harris, gone. Bye. It was not a nice time. Shouldn't be on this team. Daryl Morey kind of scared me today. He was like, Tobias could be a good player on a contending team. I really hope he wasn't talking about the Philadelphia 76ers, but yeah. D'Anthony Melton should be pretty good. I think he was really hurt. He was hurt this year. Nick Nurse didn't really play him in the playoffs, mainly probably because of injuries, I feel like. So a fully healthy D'Anthony Melton is a really good defender, pretty good catch and shoot shooter. The ball handling is a little iffy, so I feel like that might move him to the bench, but he could definitely finish out some games. But Sixers have a lot of cap space. That means they got to go shopping. They need a two-way wing. Now, two-way wings are hard to come by. There's only like 7-8 teams that actually have a legit one. I'm not going to do this now. I was thinking about it. I'll save that for a later time. But yeah, they definitely need to do that. Maybe Wiggins. But you're honestly really hoping for like a resurgence there. McHale. But the Nets are kind of owning him hostage over there. Jimmy Butler. But now we're kind of talking expensive, and he kind of wants a new extension, which, again, I'll get to. I'm on the Sixers. Okay. What do they need? Another guard, preferably another ball handler, can guard the other team's best guards. Tyrese Maxey is a really good player, and we need the ball in his hands, like, a lot more than last season, I think. But he also has, like, things he's not good at, which is, like, defense and stuff. So I think bring in a good defender, ball handler, so he doesn't have to do everything, do a little more catch and shoot, would be nice. Definitely need a bench. The bench was really bad in the playoffs. Paul Reed just isn't going to cut it. Cameron Payne definitely won't cut it. So they're just going to have to find some good bargains, maybe play some young guys. Ricky Council should have got more minutes, I feel like. But, you know, there's, like, the rookie tax. Coaches don't like to play rookies for some reason. And, yeah, they just need to find good young talent in the draft. So hopefully they get to that. And, yeah. Some targets. I did mention Jimmy Butler. Paul George. I've been saying Paul George should sign with Philly since, like, September. But honestly, right now, no. I don't think they should. Mainly because he's, like, 34 years old right now. Didn't come off his best season. Stunk it up in the playoffs again, which is kind of like a reoccurring thing. And, I feel like we've known now, can't really build around three max players and, like, have a really good team around it. So, like, why would they do that? And especially if you already think Tyrese Maxey is, like, the number two. That means everyone else should be either shooting threes, playing defense, cutting, and rebounding. And Paul George is can do a little more than that. So, yeah, I just don't think he can, like, he's going to fit, like, the role they want him to. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Buddy Hield, I think they should re-sign him. I think he did fall out the rotation. But, like, the team was crafted, like, a lot around Embiid, and Embiid was hurt. Which is also a thing. I feel like the Sixers need to do a better job of building around Maxey now. So, finding guys who fit both of their play styles would be pretty, should be pretty good, or should be the goal. Philadelphia 76ers. Interesting offseason. This is like their last chance before, you know, their last good chance in like the Embiid era, I feel like. So that should be interesting. I'll talk about some other off seasons when I come back.
Up high, tell them dim the lights down right now, put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say and I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice.
poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really want to know you all. I really want to show you off. Done. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. That ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. And I know just know just. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just.
I know you've been going through some things. I know you don't even love the same. Do you? Do you? I know you've been running on empty, running on empty. The way you move is like you could use a vacation. Drink in your hand and the heart of your dance. I swear right now look like you on a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen. Whatever happened just had to happen. On vacation. Yeah. I know you've been, I know you've been dancing, dancing, dancing like you fucking got a reason. Dancing, dancing like it's something to believe in. Dancing like it's the dancing season. Blame it on the alcohol or blame it on sativa. The harder your heart to keep beating. Only feel bad while you're thinking. Pop, pop, pop like PepsiCo. The best smoke, smoke plus that tan. Look like you flew in from Mexico. Go, go, let me see how wild it get. But so why does it get? You need to be taken care of and pampered. But just like a pamper, he on that childish shit. Yeah, I know you've been silencing your phone.
Silencing your phone, ignoring calls from home.
I know you've been trying to get along. What's up? It's on. No games, we grown. I know you feel like sometimes that y'all don't speak the same language. I know that you just wanna let it go with all the things that you came with.
Just wanna let it go, let it go.
Going through some things, wanna get away. Baby, let me be your vacation. The other you been fucking with is a trip, you know she be playing. Baby, I am just saying. I know you know I am down for whatever. Yeah. You know I'm just here to make you feel better. My private island, come inside and go into hiding. I know that you've been sacrificing your time and need time to unwind and let go. So let go and let's go and let's roll and yeah, we roll. Yeah.
Excited, activated, get ignited. So many charges on my card, oh God, I think I got indicted. Get up. Get a night, get a day, get a room, get a place, get a drink, pop a bottle, maybe we can get away. You a star, you need space, we can shoot up out of town. Have you ever been to Texas? South by Southwestern, where we can smoke a like we can't get arrested, where they might know us off in the intersection. I mean, baby, I know you been wanna be the baddest, wanna be with somebody who ain't never had it. No status, just all cinematics, you just got casted. I know you been crying and pouting. Know you're tired of arguing, but now screaming and shouting. And you know we on a roll like we did good in college. Throwing hundreds and thousands, I think not hundreds and thousands. Why? Cause I know you've been going through some things.
Some things you can't explain. Insane. I know you just trying to
play. I know you don't even love the same.
Don't love the same. I know you're driving through pain. I know
running on empty. The way you move is like you could use a vacation. Drinking your hand in the heart of your dance. I swear it's looking like right now you want a vacation. Gotta get away, make it happen. Whatever happened, just had to happen. On vacation. Yeah. I know you've been. I know you've been.
How about Hawaii, maybe Jamaica, maybe Asia? Take you places that the niggas can't take you. Don't forget the makeup, yeah.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wonie.